time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Locksmith Security and Safes.
Thank you, Craig Miller, and I'd like to welcome you guys out to the Colonial.
Oh, thank you.
And to Fort Worth in general, because this is kind of my hometown. It's my hometown. I've made it my home for, 40 years now, so that happened. Okay, Fantastic Friday Fan Feedback, 888-787-1310 is our telephone number. If you'd like to reach us telephonically or if you'd like to reach us by email, I'm Tom Gribble at 1310.net, and George is also Tom Gribble at 1310.net. You can also reach us on Twitter, and we have a Discord.
My sandwich
and is everywhere. Okay, so we talked about how millennials are doing workarounds to have unlimited PTO, except they're not even taking the PTO because they don't want the stigma of taking PTO, so they just don't work that day. But schedule a few emails to go out to look like they're working. There's also some devices that P1's sent me a link to.
They're kind of redefining what work means.
Which is awesome. Because that basically what we want to get to in the world is where all of us are just scamming each other out of money and time and resources. And that all we do, everybody's job is to be an OnlyFans person for someone else.
Right.
And just, we all have our OnlyFans account. And we all specialize in something because there's fetishes for everything.
Yeah,
there's
you
fetishes
would know about
for,
that.
Yeah. So I'm going to start an OnlyFans. It's like a bearded guy cutting birthday cake with his feet.
You know, with all the people that have a foot fetish, how have I not monetized that with my beautiful feet?
You absolutely
could.
This guy
is crazy.
Now, you have to be, I mean, it's not just easy, though. Like, the really successful OnlyFans people, they work their tails off, and they have to do a lot of private communication with people who pay you for that. And so you'll be dealing with a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And
Rex Ryan.
Yeah. So when you're having to do your private chats with the guy who's really into your feet and telling him how handsome and successful he is all the time.
I don't want to do that.
His ego.
Who wants you to do a production with him?
I just want the money without all the work.
I just want to post pics.
Well, you can do that. Sure. There's a way to do it. You won't make as much, but that's okay.
Okay.
Well, several P1s sent me links to these devices that are called mouse jigglers. And what it does is it moves your mouse, and I don't know, I'm going to be speaking very ignorantly here, because I don't know all this Microsoft Teams and even Slack and all this stuff that people use for corporate America. I don't know it so much. So, but there's something to where you have to keep moving your mouse so it keeps you maybe logged in or makes it look like you're active or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, but there's a little device that you plug in your computer, then you can leave for the day, and it moves your mouse around all day, I guess. It's pretty genius that we come up with products that we buy with money that we get from the job that we're trying to scam that we plug up to make it look like we're working for them. It's pretty genius.
Yeah.
I like that. So thanks to the people who sent me those links. For those who heard us at... Oh, I'd also like to thank the people who had us out here in this Patriot tent. What is this called? Patriot Place?
Outpost.
Patriot Outpost. So this is for all active military, right?
There's former veterans out here.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought that the guy told me out there that he was in the military, but he's no longer in the military, so he couldn't get in here.
Huh. We talked to a couple of veterans. They were in their 60s.
I guess so. Makes sense. And on Memorial Day, which is different than Veterans Day,
right?
We should acknowledge this is not the day to go up and thank a veteran.
Right.
This is a day to visit perhaps a national cemetery.
Correct.
For people who have given their life in service of this country. But thanks to the people who had us out here at the Patriot Place.
Outpost
at Colonial. Now, as I walked around outside of the Patriot Outpost, ran into that Scottish girlfriend of the famous golfer
Robert McIntyre.
And they've been dating for a couple years. And in talking to her, I'm just reminded of how much I love my home accent of Scotland, the Scottish accent.
We get a lot of homes.
I know. Which, Fort Worth, for those who don't know, Fort Worth is where Scotland began. And so I did some research on what is the sexiest accent on a woman of a female of their choosing a sign.
And we're talking worldwide now, because recently you had that survey about American accents,
right,
the sexiest.
And surprisingly, the Southern accent scored the highest on sexiness.
Not surprising.
You don't think that's surprising?
No, because there are no other contenders.
What do you mean?
In America,
Midwestern accent?
That's not sexy.
But it's not not sexy, which is what the Southern accent sometimes is.
No, I think the Southern accent is the only one that can be sexy, because the Northeast accent is not sexy. The Midwestern isn't. The California isn't.
You don't like the Valley Girl?
No,
accent?
That's not sexy. No.
Really?
No.
Huh.
That was a one-horse race.
Man, I disagree with you there. There's lots of good
now
female of their choosing accents.
Worldwide? Now we have a race.
All right, so in this survey, they tried to find out. Now, this is actually to English-speaking countries. Okay, so this is not speaking English with a foreign accent.
Okay.
Just this particular list that I have here. Do you want to guess what is the sexiest male accent and the sexiest female accent, according to this study of science?
All right, if it's just English speaking, I would guess British is going to rank near or at the top for both.
I bet it's number one for what men like. For women, I bet Scottish is number one.
Okay. That the male Scottish accent is number one.
Yeah, because of the whole Outlander thing.
What's that?
Some show that women's like.
Uh-oh. Sounds like that show is, is a pox upon your house.
That's fine. I've never watched it. It's fine.
Okay. The sexiest male accent, according to this, was the Scottish accent.
Very good,
so
George.
Giorgio was right. Giorgio knows what's sexy on a man. And it's the Scottish accent. Once again, if you're just joining us to our V1s out there, I'm Scottish.
Shows that I know.
I'm Scottish.
Shows that I know women.
In origin. And number two on the male accent is the posh accent, the received pronunciation, you know, the British, the standard British one, not the, all that Cockney East Ender stuff, but the posh accent. And then Irish was third on the male accent in terms of sexiness. For women's of females of their own assigned, number one, Irish.
Okay.
Wasn't the Scottish.
Wow.
Despite what I told Rory McIntyre's girlfriend that I ran into.
It's really surprising to me.
Irish considered sexier than Scottish. As a matter of fact, when you look at this particular list, second is the posh accent, so the Princess Di sounding accent, then Geordie accent, then Brummy, and then the Mancunian, then Other. Then Scottish comes in at seventh.
Behind Other.
Yeah.
Huh.
Really low for the female Scottish accent. And you have to admit, though, the Irish accent's a pretty good one.
That's great.
Yeah.
On the women's, and it ranks pretty high, you know, on the men's, too.
I've never thought of it as being a sexy accent for a woman, though, the Irish accent?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Sure.
What do you think
not?
Is the sexiest accent for a non-English-speaking country?
Speaking English?
Speaking English. Like when you hear a French woman or an Italian woman or a Spanish woman speaking English. Or Scandinavian?
I think that the isn't the Australian accent kind of sexy?
Yeah, that's
a woman?
For a woman. That's so close to British, though, and that's English speaking. I'm talking non-English
that's
speaking.
That's right. So South African also, you got to throw that. Yeah. Oh, they speak Afrikaans there.
Yeah, but let's throw it out because it's mainly English.
Is it really?
Yeah.
They're not just speaking English with an Afrikaans accent? I mean, I don't know the answer to this.
I don't either, but I think English is their number one language.
Is the main language in South Africa is English?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I didn't know. French?
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Italian?
I think French may be higher than Italian, right?
I don't know. I'm going to go Italian.
Hmm.
And women are suckers for guys with British accents, right?
Yeah.
That's what they like the best?
Yes.
Like American women I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
They love guys with British accents and... Anyway, that idiotic accent the guys are putting on. And then what do you think is... Don't you think the Irish look, though, of the flowing red hair is good looking, though, on a girl woman choosing?
Give me an example. Is there a famous movie star or musician... Who's
the example I was going to give you was problematic, but it was the first Irish girl that popped in my head.
Sinead O'Connor?
No. Not her flowing locks.
Roma Downey?
No, not... Is Roma Downey Irish?
I thought she was.
Huh.
Allie Hewson?
Oh, that's that's Bono's wife, who doesn't have flowing red locks.
Yeah, Roma Downey is indeed...
Roma Downey
British.
Jr. is... Okay.
She's not Irish.
Did you know that there's...
No. She is Irish.
Okay, I have a list of words I want George to read.
All right.
Down that list and read it out loud. Because this is part of a two-parter here.
With tired head, too. Parallelogram. Burglary, generally. Purple burglar alarm. Regularly. Curly whirly, tarantula, mirror, specific, vocabulary, murder, jewelry, diagonally, honorary.
Pretty good.
Now listen to regularly.
A Scottish guy try to pronounce this stuff. This woman recorded her boyfriend, who's Scottish. She's from Maryland. She's American. Trying to read those phrases.
Tarantula, burger, purple. Bricks, vocabulary, burglary, Barrel. I can't say it.
Barrel.
Leg, yell, rather.
That was supposed to be barrel.
Barrel.
Leg, yell, rather.
Regularly?
Regularly.
Boy, R's and L's just tripping them out.
Regularly?
Regularly. Sounds like I'm swallowing cough medicine.
Sounds like you're gurgling water.
World. Could you hear my whole world?
World.
Curly, burly. You put burly there. There's a difference between burly and burly. The burden purple murderer versus the preferred referral. The burden purple murderer.
Okay, I can't take anymore.
That is English.
That's amazing.
It's a native English speaker.
Wow.
And because of that accent, they can't say
the R's
and they cannot say purple burglar alarm is particularly tricky for them.
Wow.
Mother. Wild.
Crazy. All right, Gordo. Thank you.